at WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The UVA men's basketball team has won its first ever NCAA championship. We're going to have a report from the game in Minneapolis and from Charlottesville. A new poll shows Governor Northam's popularity has plunged since the blackface scandal. And workers across Virginia are about to get a lot more information in their pay stubs. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, April 9th. University of Virginia outlasted Texas Tech in overtime, 85-77, Monday night in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship game. Virginia Public Radio's Greg Eklund has more from Minneapolis, where UVA made team history with its first men's hoops title.
Unlike the Virginia Cavaliers' Saturday semifinal, there was no doubt about the outcome when the clock ran out on Texas Tech. Then the celebration began. They won the tournament with poise. Kyle Guy exemplified that with winning free throws in the semi and again made all four in the title game. He scored 24 points to earn the award as the tournament's most outstanding player. UVA coach Tony Bennett says he reminded his players before the game about the pressure situations they handled. In this tournament, it started in the first round.
I said, you guys face pressure that no team in the history of the game has faced. Well, really all year, but being down 14 against Garner Webb.
But everyone on the team knew it went further back to the painful loss in the first round last year to a number 16 seed. But Kyle Guy says the journey since is worth it.
To be able to hug each other with confetti going everywhere and say we did it, it's the greatest feeling I've ever felt in basketball.
In Minneapolis, I'm Greg Eklund.
And Hawes Spencer from partner station WCVE has this report from Charlottesville.
This is a community that was rocked 2 years ago by a deadly white nationalist rally.
It left us all feeling broken as a community.
That's Stefan Friedman, manager of a craft beer house.
I can't believe I'm saying something so cliche as sports can unite us, but in a way that's kind of happening. Everybody's feeling like they're all part of the same team tonight, and that is warming.
Second-year Cavalier DeAndre Hunter scored a career-high 27 points, including a three-pointer to tie the game and send it into overtime. The 85-77 win gives the Cavaliers their first-ever championship. In Charlottesville, Hawes Spencer, WMRA News.
Virginia Athletics will host a celebration of the men's basketball team at Scott Stadium on Saturday at 2 p.m. A law firm may soon finish its probe into how a racist photo appeared on a yearbook page for Governor Ralph Northam. Attorney Richard Cullen said on Monday that the firm hopes to finish up by the end of April. Cullen is with the firm McGuire Woods and is leading the investigation on behalf of Eastern Virginia Medical School. Northam's profile in the school's 1984 yearbook includes a photo of a man in blackface standing next to someone in Ku Klux Klan clothing. Northam denies being in the photo, which nearly ended his political career in February. EVMS spokesman Vincent Rhodes said the school sent 6,000 emails and 5,000 letters to alumni asking for information. He said the school in Norfolk is cooperating fully with McGuire Woods. Meanwhile, a new Wasson poll shows Governor Northam's approval rating has plummeted 19 points and at 40%, is lower than President Trump's 44% in Virginia. But the poll also suggests that other Democrats have not been badly affected, WCVE's Charles Fishburne reports.
Poll director Rachel Bitterkofer says it's because some Democrats have lost faith in Northam, while Republicans remain solidly behind the president. But Democrats still hold a slight edge with assembly control at stake because, she says, the poll shows they are more in tune with Virginians.
Cares about the middle class, cares about the working class, cares about the poor, cares about African Americans, cares about women, cares about children. And what we found is that Democrats won either majorities or pluralities for every category except for one. And that one Republicans had a big majority in, and that was for cares about men.
The top three scandals drag on Democratic candidates, she says, may be limited overall. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Workers across Virginia are about to get a new guarantee, a pay stub showing how their salary is calculated and what kinds of withholdings are taken out. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Many low-wage workers in Virginia have no idea if Social Security is being taken out of their paycheck. They're really not sure what their hourly wage is, and they don't know if their employer is skimming off the top. But Governor Ralph Northam recently signed a bill requiring most employers to provide pay stubs to employees showing how their salary is calculated. Kim Bobo is executive director at the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy.
What kind of deductions are being taken out? And are there illegal deductions being taken out? So it allows people to check and make sure that their paycheck is right and fair and legal.
That's for most people. During the General Assembly session, farm workers were excluded. Ben Hoyne at the Interfaith Center says that change was something advocates had to swallow to get the bill to the governor's desk.
That amendment was necessary in order to pass the bill. Kind of determined that we could get 95% of the way there for workers this year, and our hope is next year to try to eliminate that amendment.
The new law will go into effect January of next year, giving employers more than enough time to change their payroll system and get everything ready for the next fiscal year. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, Tangier Island is a 1.3 square mile spit of land in the Chesapeake Bay, right off the coast of Virginia, and it may be facing extinction. Acclaimed journalist Earl Swift spent much of the last 2 years living there, and his new book called Chesapeake Requiem is an eye-opening look at a crisis that may completely engulf the island. He is our speaker at this week's Books and Brews events on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. WMRA's Chris Boros spoke with Earl Swift and asked him to describe the island.
Well, Tangier is a squiggle of marsh and mud in the middle of the Chesapeake Bay at the bay's widest point. It's a little tiny speck of land in the middle of 18 trillion gallons of water, susceptible to every whim of nature, and it's populated by 460 people, virtually all of whom can trace their lineage back to the first settlers during the American Revolution.
So let's talk about what's happening on the island and why should we be concerned?
Well, first of all, to set the scene, the lower Chesapeake Bay has a 1-2 punch occurring. The water is coming up at an accelerating rate. And at the same time, a byproduct of the last ice age is prompting the land in the lower Chesapeake to subside. And this 1-2 punch of land going down and water coming up gives the lower bay one of the highest relative sea level rises on the planet. And in the middle of this region, you've got Little Tangier, which is as flat as a board, treeless, barely clears the tides, and doesn't have any elevation to give up. So what's happening is that since 1850, Tangier has lost 2/3 of its area. While islanders ascribe their dilemma to simple wind-driven waves, fact is that it's part of a bigger phenomenon. Without heroic intervention, The best estimates seem to be that Tangier has 25 years or less before it'll have to be abandoned.
Wow. So how worried are the people that live there?
Oh, it's a preoccupation pretty much 24/7. You know, and what makes this more than just the story of a town of 460 is that Tangier's, you know, the proverbial canary in the coal mine. This is merely the first of hundreds, if not thousands, of American towns that are going to be facing this dilemma. And we as a people are thrust into the position of having to decide what we're going to do about it. You know, we're not going to have the time, the money, or the means to save all of them. We're going to have to decide which we surrender to the sea.
And I guess the next question is, well, how do we save it?
Well, I mean, and this falls squarely under the heading heroic intervention, but one could buy time for the island by rebuilding it. Essentially, having the Corps of Engineers go in there and build cells of raised land, similar to what they've done in various other places, Craney Island in Portsmouth, Virginia. You surround a marshy piece of disappearing island with riprap, and then you pump in dredge fill, and you raise the whole elevation of the place 15, 20, 25 feet, and you buy it a century. But, you know, we're talking a price tag of $800 million or more for a project like that.
Is there anything that, like, the everyday person can do to help the situation?
You know, that's a tough question. The prescription for saving the island is so big that I'm not sure there is. It may be that the best thing people can do, especially Virginians, maybe, is go visit the place. Because this is a part of Virginia that gets, it's often overlooked. These are very proud Virginians. You know, Tangier sent more people per capita into World War II than any other Virginia town. And even though they live a life apart from the American mainstream, they're flag-waving Americans. They go to Tangier and see what it is that we're talking about, because this is the future. We're looking at something that is going to raise its head again and again. It'll become a constant state. It's going to touch everybody. I live in the Blue Ridge. I'm 1,800 feet above sea level. It'll come and get me too.
Earl Swift is a fellow of Virginia Humanities at the University of Virginia. His new book is Chesapeake Requiem, A Year with the Watermen of Vanishing Tangier Island. He's our featured author tonight in Harrisonburg and tomorrow in Crozet for WMRA's Books and Brews. Earl, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Learn more about Tangier Island and this week's Books and Brews events at WMRA.org. Books and Brews is sponsored by Union Bank and Trust. Well, that is the podcast for this Tuesday. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and hope you enjoy your day.